Welcome to this podcast, which is based on one of many blog posts written by Stan Berman. Mr. Berman is an entrepreneur and freelance paralegal that has worked in California and federal litigation since 1995, and has also created over 300 sample legal documents for California and federal litigation as the owner and creator of Legal Docs Pro. This podcast is designed to offer free legal information in order to empower both the public at large, as well as attorneys and other legal professionals, by assisting them in expanding their legal knowledge. However, you need to keep in mind that the information contained in this podcast is intended for legal information only and should not be taken as legal advice. We know that you will find the legal information in this podcast to be both interesting and informative. In opposition to a motion for summary judgment in California is the topic of this blog post. A motion for summary judgment, adjudication in California is filed when a defendant contends the lawsuit filed by plaintiff has no merit and that there are no tribal issues of material fact. It can also be filed by a plaintiff who contends that defendant has no defenses to the lawsuit and there are no tribal issues of material fact. The motion for summary judgment adjudication can be made only after 60 calendar days have passed since the general appearance of the other party. In other words, 60 calendar days since the complaint has been filed, or the answer to the complaint or other general appearance has been filed. The motion must be served and filed at least 75 calendar days before the hearing, and if the motion is served by mail, an additional 5 calendar days must be added to the notice period if the place of the address is within the state of California. There is no provision for shortening time on a hearing for a motion for summary judgment. Any opposition must be served and filed at least 14 calendar days before the hearing, and must include a separate statement that responds to every one of the material facts contended by the moving party to be undisputed. The opposing party may also want to prepare, serve, and then file their own separate statement of undisputed material facts in support of their opposition. The court must allow all parties to present oral argument at the hearing on the motion for summary judgment. See Brannon v. Superior Court, Crippen, 2004, 114 Cal.app, 4th, 2003, 1211. While many motions for summary judgment are made, many are not granted since the motion can only be granted when there are no tribal issues of material fact, and the moving party is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. And summary judgment is proper only if the affidavits in support of the motion, strictly construed, contain facts sufficient to entitle the moving party to judgment, and those of the opposing party, liberally construed, fail to show there is material issue of fact. Thus, the party moving for summary judgment has a very high burden of proof. The moving party must demonstrate that under no hypothesis is there a material factual issue requiring a trial. That is because, absent the proper circumstances for a motion for summary judgment or partial summary judgment, the parties to a lawsuit are entitled to a trial, either by the courts or by jury. And issue finding, rather than issue determination, is the pivot upon which summary judgment law turns. California case law is well settled that any doubts regarding a summary judgment motion must be resolved in favor of the opposing party. The courts have ruled in several cases that the declarations of the moving party are strictly construed, those of the opposing party are liberally construed, and doubts as to whether a summary judgment should be granted must be resolved in favor of the opposing party. The court focuses on issue finding, and it does not resolve issues of fact. If the evidence presented is equally conflicting, the motion should be denied. The facts alleged in the evidence of the party opposing summary judgment and the reasonable inferences therefrom must be accepted as true. And the affidavits and declarations in opposition to a motion for summary judgment need only disclose the existence of a tribal issue. They do not need to prove the opposition's case. And if the terms of a contract are at issue and any of its provisions are ambiguous or unclear, a California Court of Appeal has ruled that the trial court should not grant summary judgment but allow the parties a full opportunity to produce evidence of facts, circumstances, and conditions surrounding the execution of the contract and the conduct of the parties relating to the execution of the contract. We hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and found the legal information both useful and relevant. Thank you for listening, and we sincerely hope that you will check out the other podcasts based on the blog posts of Stan Berman, available on a wide variety of California legal topics. If you would like more information on purchasing individual sample documents created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.scribd.com/legaldocspro. If you would like more information on sample legal document packages created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit legaldocspro.net. If you would like to view the blog for Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net/blog.